If any people gathered here today object to the pressing of the record button, let them speak now or forever hold their Reese's Pieces. Not sponsored. I now pronounce this Christmas special started. Hello, and welcome to Cogwheel Babies. This is a one-shot that, calligraphy is being posted. Wonderful.
And we've already gone off topic.
That might be a new record. This is wonderful. So, I came up with this weird idea based on the, roughly inspired by Muppet Babies, but what if it was characters from various Cogwheel gaming campaigns in an alternate reality where they're in a nursery as small children? Rather than try to shoehorn various game systems together, we're doing Lasers and Feelings style rules, but Order and Chaos, where a character that is more orderly is going to have a lower number, and a character that is going to be more chaotic is going to have a higher number. The numbers range from 2 to 5, because there's always a chance for failure or success. And everything else is just a matter of, well, my character would be prepared because, fill in the blank here, oh, then you get to roll 2 die. Well, my character would have this thing. Oh, you get to roll another die because of that. But otherwise, Lasers and Feelings and rulesy-woolsy, timey-wimey, whatever, for everything else. We're going to wing it because, dagnabbit, it's going to be fun. So, I'm Crash. I will be the GM, which means I'm playing everyone else, except for 3 characters. Let's go over the 3 characters that I'm not playing. Tonight I'm joined by Beth, Ellie, and Eo. Beth, what character are you playing?
Baby Phelim, the capybara. Okay, the shape-shifting capybara, but it's not like they do it that often. Who apparently is here to provide enrichment or training as a support capybara, or who knows? Is probably in like the kitty waiting pool with a small clementine on their head.
There is some confusion about which staff member decided that Phelim was going to be there, but Phelim is there anyway. Additionally, Phelim does have a designated cushion that is Phelim's cushion over there in the corner, near a sunbeam. It's very convenient. And a legally distinct from Power Wheels, but similar style vehicle.
The question is it one of those little cars that you sit in and you push it with your little feeties, or is it an actual battery-powered car?
I'm going to say it has a battery pack in it.
Excellent.
Because the image of Phelim pushing this car around would be hilarious. But then we start thinking about anatomy and how you would fold into it properly. And I don't want to do that.
Shapeshifter.
Yes, but the idea of you doing this while you are a capybara is funnier to me.
Yes.
And also, because you are orderly, I believe that your number is 2. So as orderly as you can be, you are a calming presence.
All exactly. Right. This now, is clearly why Phelim has been dropped off. Because then there's the others.
And because of something about Ellie's character, we're going to skip to the other end of the spectrum, because I want to save Ellie's character for last because of this neat little thing in Ellie's character that Ellie came up with. Eo, who are you playing?
I'm Zeely, and I can set things on fire, but I'm not supposed to do it inside.
Not when you can
they
be caught.
They get me up when I do it inside.
Have fun at the nursery today.
So instead I bite things. Sometimes they still light on fire.
I don't know why this gives me so much joy. I don't know why, but it does. Yes. And your number is a 5. Because biting things and setting things on fire is not orderly.
Zeely is the queen of Chaotica.
Dad disagrees.
I'm loving this more. Now,
biting things and setting things on fire is how he puts things in order.
Zeely also has a corner. It is a timeout corner. It is lined with fire bricks.
I was going to say, it's the timeout corner.
It is, and it is fireproofed. There are scorch marks where the fireproofing ends because it wasn't fireproofed at first.
The fireproofing happened after
the incident. And that brings us to our remaining character. Last but certainly not least, Ellie, who are you playing?
I'm Azir, and I'm supposed to be in charge, but I went through a door, and I was in a daycare, and the tower says it won't open the door for 8 hours so it can finally relax and get some cleaning done.
Spoiler, the nursery is in the tower. This is a subroom of it. But the tower really needs to get some cleaning done. I'm not going to say that's canon. It might be. I'm not saying.
Who knows? Phelim is just, this might as well happen. Sure.
And what's really neat about Mazir is Mazir's not a 2. Mazir is not a 5. Ellie, how's Mazir working for this one?
Mazir is, at random, a 3 or a 4.
So anytime
I roll, I flip a coin. If it's heads, she's a 3. If it's tails, she's a 4.
Mazir is a 3.5.
Yes.
I didn't know Lasers and Feelings had a 3.5. Never mind.
Revised from the original and with a much better skill system.
Exactly.
Woolsey, woolsey, loosey-goosey. Mazir's corner, because Mazir also has a corner, has a door that, to everyone else, appears to be a design in the wallpaper to look like a door. But Mazir knows better. So, it is the week of Christmas. You are all at this wonderful little daycare that your nanny, Maury, is in charge of. Maury has accepted this position as a nanny because it is helping to pay Maury's tuition.
Poor Maury.
Yes. In addition to the three of you, there are other children in this nursery. Particularly, there are 3 kobold children that aren't Zeely. They're called Unda and Twa. Yes, they are triplets, and their numbers are all 5.
But they can't set things on fire, so I'm better at it.
Yes, they're better at teamwork, but only when it's a team of those 3 specifically. They're not good with playing with others. They don't have a corner. They have a fort that was made by tossing a blanket over 3 chairs in the middle of the room. It is right next to the toy box, and you're fairly certain that they have cut some type of hole or chewed a hole into the back of the toy box so they can grab toys out without actually opening the toy box. But as I said,
they should knock their fort down.
We heard that. You can just try.
One of them extends just a little bit from underneath the blanket. They have one of those plastic bows with a suction cup arrow. The kind that never actually is aerodynamic in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And only works in cartoons. Unfortunately, you are cartoons.
Mm-hmm. It's a dragon instinct to invade castles.
Works perfectly. Works perfectly. I love this. Thank you, Io, for typing that. But it is the week of Christmas. And the 3 of you have all realized something very important. You do feel very sorry for Maury, and none of you has a Christmas gift for her. Unda and Twal have bragged about how great their Christmas gift is going to be. They have theirs, which is why it's more evident that you don't. You didn't know you needed to get one for Maury.
Feel them as pawns.
There's a way from them.
Anytime you approach, there's the hissing of 3 baby kobolds coming from underneath the blanket fort.
Feel them shakes their head no, and attempts to put a calming forepaw on Zeely's little shoulder or knee, whatever.
Are you sure?
Phelim nods. Phelim may have a strong desire to avoid the blanket fort being set on fire and resulting in no daycare whatsoever, but Phelim is not talking, therefore you can't tell.
Oh, after the incident, the blanket was replaced with one of the fire blankets that you see firefighters occasionally have.
Nevertheless,
it might be 90% asbestos by volume.
So long as we don't breathe it.
Yes, please do not breathe the blanket. I have enough insurance as it is. I don't believe blanket breathing is one of the things on the list of things that are covered yet. I need to make a call.
We need to get a gift.
You're going to have a hard time getting one. The stores are packed. Yeah, when we got ours, it was the last one on the shelf. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. I bet there's lots of gifts.
Well, yeah, but not the good ones. The good ones everyone fights over. We had to bite three people.
I can fight.
Yeah.
Phelan puts a paw sort of just draped over their eyes, and you know, over their muzzle and across their eyes or something. Oh, no.
But I can also sneak in and get one of the good ones before anybody fights over it.
Oh, so I shouldn't maybe bite someone?
You could bite someone, and then they'll be distracted, and then I can sneak in and get the present.
Yes, okay. But we got to find a present.
Yeah, well, I unlocked the front door a while ago.
Ooh.
Where is Phelim's battery car?
It's charging over in Phelim's corner.
Phelim will go to get the battery car and carefully climb in, press the button to start the car, battery car, pause, turn it off again, get out, unplug the charger so that it's not connected to the wall.
You know the GM too well.
And won't be dangling along behind us, rattle, 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 getting caught on things. No, it's either going to be left carefully there or else it's going to be packed in the trunk. Actually, pack it in the trunk. Okay, or whatever they.
I'm going to say the power cable retracts the way my iron cable retracts, where you press a button and it goes and smacks everything around it while it's going in very quickly.
Phelan turns their head away so they do not get smacked during this, or at least they don't get their nose smacked. That would hurt. Then climbs back in and drives the battery car over to the conspirators.
Zelia immediately climbs onto the roof.
Is there room for Mazir in the battery car?
I would figure so. I mean, this is a baby capybara, after all.
I would say that the driver section would only have room for one person, but you have a capybara driving it. They're not known for being incredibly large as babies. So with a kobold partially on the front hood, there's enough room in the back for Mazir, if Mazir holds on.
Okay.
I mean, if there's a roof on this thing, then...
I would say it's a Jeep, so there is a cloth roof that you can put over.
Sure.
But without that, there's still a roll cage.
Yeah. I mean, it's winter. Obviously, the cloth roof has to be up.
There's going
it's
to be...
probably bright pink.
There's going to be a kobold sticking out the front of this. And a Mazir sticking out the back. Which parts are sticking out, I leave to the players. Yeah. Tiny sorcerer is going flap, 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 says EO in chat. Mm-hmm. The best comments are typed, so not to interrupt the flow of the conversation. And then we interrupt the flow
and
of the conversation because they're too good.
Yeah, well. Obviously, it is time to drive. We will get this party on the road.
Okay.
Or, well, the sidewalk, actually. And possibly all front right. yards. I'm not sure if Phelim is as good a driver as when they are grown up.
Well, I would say that the door to the nursery is not the front door. You have to go down a hallway and then go through the front door. Although, Mazir has already unlocked the doors. We're not going to worry about that. What we do have are some tight corners and some furniture that may or may not have expensive vases on top of them. There might be one cabinet with a glass menagerie. Who knows? It's the only reason to put that there is to smash it, you've been told.
Phelim does not smash
things. It's Chekhov's glass menagerie. If it's mentioned in the first act, it has to be smashed in the third act.
I always disliked the ending.
But this is a one shot.
Yeah.
This is also true. But we do break halfway through. So it's a two-act play. So I'm going to say that you're going to have to make a roll to do some tight cornering and get out the front door. And I will say that this is going to be an order roll.
Okay.
So normally you'd be rolling one dice, because we're doing lasers and feelings rules. What arguments can you make for rolling more than one die?
Phelim is going to be attempting to be relatively careful because this thing has no seatbelts, so they can't insist that the passengers put their seatbelts on. Also, Phelim has possibly gone driving before. This is possibly not the only time.
All right. So I will say Phelim is an experienced driver, so I will say 2d6.
Let's see if I can figure out how to roll. That's not how to roll.
And I'm helping by going flap, flap, flap.
That would reduce it to 1d6. I'm not going to make it be reduced. Because the goal is to not smack things on the way out the door.
How do I make the ring roll? Oh, finally it showed up. Wow.
I figured that that wouldn't actually help, by the way.
Okay. I imagine so. So, Phelim had to roll... Phelim is a 2 because orderly. You had to roll over your number. That's a 3 and a 6. That's 2 successes. So, if 2 dice succeed... And I'm reading directly from Lasers and Feelings rules. You do it well. Good job. When you go around the corner, you even turn the turn signal on.
Of course.
And wait for oncoming traffic. There is none, but you stop and wait anyway.
I mean, sometimes there's oncoming traffic. We wouldn't want to run over Mari.
Mari is currently in the break room doing homework because Mari is a college student in this particular AU.
See, but Mori might be coming through and we wouldn't want to run her over.
But which coffee shop does Mori go to? You know full well which coffee shop Mori goes to.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I don't even know how much we've talked about in podcasts about Ellie's wonderful fan fiction for that. Which, I mean, it's our character, so I don't know how much of it is actually fan fiction, just fiction. Regardless. By the way, the turn signal has a little digital recording of the click, 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 because the lights don't actually make that sound in this electric vehicle.
Of course. Of course. Yes. But you have to have something there.
Certainly. It's like the digital sound you hear when you're using a camera that isn't a DSLR. My classroom, we just recently got a very nice mirrorless camera, and it plays a click sound. It's a $600 camera. It plays a click sound when you take a photo. Whatever. Rant aside, you have gone out the front door and down the ramp that was installed aftermarket next to the stairs, because as a nursery, it needed to follow kosher regulations and be handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. Zili's father was very adamant about this, something about not getting demoted again, which is very funny to me because in my head canon, in the actual D&D campaign, every time Monty got demoted or did not get promoted, it was a decision made by Zili. Regardless, you've gone down the ramp and things are a bit icy, but I'm going to let those 2 successes carry over. You are very easily able to go down the sidewalk. The problem is, usually when you go to a store, someone is taking you there because you are children. Mm-hmm. How are you going to navigate your way to the store?
Someone surely remembers which way we turned, normally, left or right. Therefore, that will dictate the first turn, and then Phelim will simply go straight, stopping for the crosswalks, etc., making sure that everything is going safely. Hopefully has one of those tall flag things that stick up so that you can see that there's a little electric toy car here. And Phelim is planning to methodically search for a store this-a-way. The passengers may, of course, co-navigate, cause problems, but that's Phelim's intent.
Yes, I do want to hear what the other 2 characters are doing.
I don't know where the store is. I could try to do magic to find out where the store is.
You are a sorcerer.
Uh-huh. Maybe I have that spell.
You remember someone talking about how you could use magic to locate an object? That sounds like it would be neat if you could do that.
Uh-huh.
So what kind of object are you going to look for?
What's that a store? Oranges!
You know what? I was going to make this be an order roll. But that answer came out of left field so much that I'm going to change my mind and have that be a chaos roll. So this is 1d6 unless you have a reason why it would be more than 1d6.
I don't think I do.
Okay, roll 1d6. You got to roll low. No, 5 or lower. With a 2, you almost critically success. That's not a thing, Lasers and Feelings, but, well, technically it is, but you got to roll the exact number. Never mind. Regardless, You are able to detect oranges. There's a lot of them in that direction. Hang a left at the bottom of the hill. Actually, it's
that
a right.
Away.
It should be a right. You might have to go in a circle when you get to the bottom of the hill.
Phelim will follow the directions.
Okay. Maury, it is...
Wait,
get it.
Maury? Mazir.
Not Maury. Mazir.
Yeah, you called out
begins with
characters.
An M. Maury is looking at a textbook and going, wait, so according to this philosopher, like everything was split into groups of, all right, there's the stuff that was made by humans, and then there's the stuff that just occurs naturally. But what about birds' nests? Birds make those. Starts flipping through the book frantically, trying to find the answer. By the way, the answer isn't there, and that's how I stumped my philosophy teacher in college. Anyway. I want to say that was Socrates. Not my cat. The original.
In this that game, Socrates the role of Socrates will be played by an orange cat.
All cats die. Socrates is dead. Therefore, Socrates was a cat.
I mean, eventually they do. 9 lives.
And kudos to everyone who got that reference, which was a direct quote, actually. But never mind. So, Mazir, not Maury. It is kind of chilly, and you are partially hanging out of the Jeep because cloth top. What do you do to make sure you're not falling out as the capybara goes around a sharp turn at the bottom of a hill?
Not much. It's okay if I fall out. I have Misty Step. I can just get back in.
You know what? Give me an order roll to stay in the Jeep. And if you fail this, give me a chaos roll to Misty Step back into the Jeep.
Okay. Just one
this
die?
Requires 4 rolls because of how Mazir is built as a character.
Yes.
But you were
so
saying.
Order is low.
If you are rolling order, you have to roll higher than your number. Order is low if you're picking your number, but when you're rolling, you have to roll over it. If I had not written this down, I'd be confused by it too.
Well, because you want your number to be low for order so that it's easier to roll higher.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I fell out.
Okay. So yeah, you fall out, but fortunately babies bounce.
My target number was 4 and I rolled a 2.
Okay. So you are in the middle of the street as your ride is moving away from you. Give me a chaos roll to Misty Step back into the Jeep.
Will, in just a moment. Okay. My target number was 4. I rolled a 5.
Okay, and that was a chaos roll, so you needed to roll lower. So you
roll low.
Failed again. How do you fail to Misty Step back into the Jeep?
Where
are you rolling?
I believe physical dice.
Oh. Right?
I wrote a script so that I wouldn't have to.
I thought I had heard of physical dice being rolled for the first time he rolled, but that works too.
Sorry, I was worried I was in the wrong channel.
Oh, nope. Good. So you were telling us how you failed to Misty Step.
Yes, I overshoot.
Okay. Phelim, there is a Mazir in your path.
Slam on the brakes.
Because you are an experienced driver, I will let you roll 2d6 for this. We've already established that. We've got case law. This is going to be an order roll because it's orderly to not run over your friend.
2d6. And wait for Lieutenant Cogbucket to notice, which is taking a while. I would roll actual dice, but I have no room to roll actual dice. I have a cat on my chest. I have another cat harassing me.
So try this. When you type /roll, hit the space bar, and you should see the interface pop up in the chat box.
What a nice thought you have there, Crash.
Oh, this is a thing we've dealt with before where Beth's Discord just doesn't do it.
Oh.
It did it eventually, the last time, like after 5 minutes.
Well, I have a solution, and I'm going to share it in the chat. Oh, there we go.
See? I told you.
Well, that was Ellie rolling it.
Oh, okay.
But what also, happened? I'm going to share this link because Sly Flourish has a die roller.
Useful.
So you can use that to roll d6s also. It's simple. It's downloadable. Everything for it is on that one index.html page. So you could save it to your computer and load it up locally without an internet connection. Regardless, back to what we were doing. It had to be an order roll. Order rolls, you need to roll higher. You got a 6 and a 3. So that's 2 successes. You slam on the brakes, skid on the ice, do a Tokyo Drift style turn, and the passenger door, which is it technically doesn't really open, is just a little indentation in the side of it. It's a Jeep, so you crawl over top of that to get into it, is right there in front of Mori. Mm-hmm. Not Mori. Mazir. I did it again.
Mazir. Autocomplete.
Curse you, spicy autocomplete. It's not even spicy autocomplete. It's just bland autocomplete. It's typical Lutheran cuisine critique, autocomplete.
Oh, dear.
I specifically say Lutheran because I've gone to enough potlucks. I know what I'm talking about. Regardless, Mazir, you are able to get back in the Jeep, only slightly covered by dirty snow. There is a grocery store up ahead.
Well, that's a store. Feline will go driving up to it.
Told you, oranges!
Feline nods. Oranges are clearly a superior gift. Feline is just going to drive right into the store.
Okay. You drive past somebody.
Oh, is that what we were getting as a gift? I was just thinking about oranges because of there's too many of them.
Feline thinks they're a gift.
As you drive through the doors to the grocery store, they do have little pressure sensor things, so they open for you, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. And there is someone in a crayon-themed supervillain costume being lugged out of the store. because, yes, this is the same grocery store. Which is really funny, because Feline was part of the group that apprehended this character.
Maybe this is the younger version. No, wait. Feline
they don't have
think
a comb
about
over.
Timey-wimey. Hmm.
Feline yeah,
will
this
not
is
think
younger
about
version.
Timey-wimey.
It's an alternate reality.
Alternate reality, timey-wimey, university worsey.
Ellie has written something that is great from a capybara's perspective. Yes. All those videos and images of capybaras just sitting in a hot spring with a bunch of oranges floating in it. So you give someone an orange and they put them in the bath. There are no better gifts than this.
Exactly. And being able to take a bath? Yes. Perfect.
There is, by the way, a water table in the nursery that may have a slight ring of capybara hair around the edge.
It's high. Everyone's a little concerned when it rains.
Oh, the water table. Oh. Oh.
I'm okay with this, and I'm going to say, Mazir, next time you make a roll, you get an extra D6. That's how we're going to treat inspiration. Okay, so you are in the grocery store. There's a whole bunch of carts that are all sort of compressed together the way that shopping carts are compressed together usually. There's a stack of red baskets with wire handles over to the side. Straight ahead, you've got rows and rows and rows of aisles. They all go very, very high.
Ooh. Elam is going to see if they can methodically find the produce section, unless someone else has a better idea.
There's a candy aisle. There are a bunch of tieflings.
Candy aisle tieflings. Baby tieflings.
Yeah, you recall them being in the nursery once, but they escaped.
Didn't even take me with them.
This is why we're friends. The other kobolds are also jerks, too.
Yeah.
So the first thing you noticed was the many, many aisles. But before you can get to them, you have to drive past a bunch of tables that are set out that are covered with a variety of baked goods.
Ooh. Blow down and carefully navigate between the tables of baked goods, because if we went under a table of baked goods, then the little flag that sticks up to warn people about the toy car might smack into things or bend around and cause issues when it sprang back up again.
Yes, this has happened before.
Yes.
In the nursery specifically, there were tears.
On the other hand, there are passengers.
Okay, you navigate around the baked goods. I'm not going to require an additional roll for that. However, how are you going to try to find the perfect gift in here? Someone needs to come up with a strategy.
I know.
Strategy?
I mean, Phelan has a strategy, but there are passengers.
I will
the strategy
look for the
can
aisle
be
coffee
random.
In it. I will look for the aisle with the coffee in it.
Okay. Here's an honest-to-goodness question from the GM. Can your characters read?
I don't know.
I think Phelan would sort of have to.
Phelan definitely recognizes shapes because the stop sign is a very specific shape.
I mean, I've never not been able to read that I recall because I did the early flashcard thing, which there's two generations that works.
I remember reading my first book out of spite, but that's besides the point. I'll tell that story later if people want to know. But if you're going to search for the aisle with the coffee in it, how do you search for the aisle with the coffee in it? Also, I love that Ellie wrote Lieutenant Cogbucket for giving us random answers. And out of can read or can't read, Lieutenant Cogbucket chose undefined.
That's so helpful.
I feel like Baby Zeely can sort of read.
Baby Zeely recognizes various words by their shapes, even if, like, reading longer sentences and the thing, like, oh, I know that one. That's flammable. I know that one. That's inflammable. Do you know they're the same thing? I found that out. I think the inflammable thing is just there because whatever's inside of it is the one that's flammable. Or maybe it's the outer covering that's flammable. It's in something that's flammable.
Phelan's tactic is going to be to establish a methodical search. You go down one aisle, you turn, you go down the next aisle, you turn, you go down the next aisle.
I know a better way.
Well, that's what the passengers are for.
Zeely is no longer a passenger.
Quick, follow that kobold.
Okay.
Zeely is, in fact, climbing one of the aisles to attempt to get a better look at what's around.
Okay, so there's going to be three rolls going on. One of the rolls is, of course, going to be the chaos roll for Zeely doing a climb. One of the rolls is going to be an order roll for Phelim carefully navigating the aisles without driving into people, because every now and then you go down an aisle and there's that one person where they have their shopping cart, but they stopped it right in the middle so that they could get something from the side. So you look at that space and you think that maybe you can squeeze past it, but maybe you can't. Not that I went grocery shopping today. That's besides the point. And I'm going to ask for an order roll from, get this, Mazir. I got it right this time. I'm proud of myself. For specifically looking for coffee.
Yes. I'm looking for really tall paper sippy cup. That's what coffee comes in.
Yeah, I suppose it rather does.
And I'm going to let Mazir roll three dice for this. One for, you get to roll a dice no matter what. One for, I gave you inspiration. And once for, actually hold off on that third one. That's going to depend on Phelim making a good order roll. Because okay, if Phelim makes a good order roll, then you are systematically going through the whole thing. It's going to be easier for you to find the thing you're looking for. But first, I would like Zeely to make a chaos roll.
Does sometimes having wings count as being prepared?
I allow that. Yes, 2d6. Okay, for chaos, you needed to roll lower than your number. So that is a failure and a success. So with one success, it's still a success. You barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication, harm, or cost. You climbed up one of the end caps because it was the first part of the shelving unit you got to.
Oh boy.
There is, below you, a small pile of gift cards.
Oh, dear.
But you can see, you feel like for miles. You know this feeling. It's how you get brought to the nursery every day by your father. Not by climbing shelves, but by being high up.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You can see that no one has dusted up here since the store was built. We are going to address the sneezing, because I have plans for that after we deal with Phelim and Mazir. Phelim, give me a 2d6 order roll for driving.
Can someone please roll that? I have both my hands occupied and am incapable of doing anything except feeding the cat.
And EO has picked up what I put down.
Oh no, fire sneeze. So someone else needs to do the roll, I'm sorry.
How many dice?
2d6. All right, with an order roll, you need to roll higher. That's a 6 and a 4. At some point, someone's going to get their exact number, and I'm going to have to answer a question. But I'm just going to have to keep making you roll things. Right. So
clearly,
you are very easily able to navigate up one aisle, down the other, occasionally making a detour because the aisle is full of one or two people with carts who have stopped to look contemplatively at several different brands of macaroni. You like the part where they talked about macaroni and cheese for a long time, but actually you didn't like that part. You didn't stick around for it. But because you were doing this so orderly, that means that Mazir is going to get to roll 3d6 to find the coffee.
Excellent.
Or specifically, the tall paper sippy cup.
Oh, I got another three. So that's 2, 3, 3.
Okay, this is an order roll.
Yes.
So,
Target number was 3. Result was 2, 3, and 3.
So 3 successes, and I have to answer 2 questions.
2 successes, I think.
You got to roll higher.
So I have to roll high.
Yeah. I wrote down the rules, and I've got the lasers and feelings rules open also, and I still got both of those wrong as I smack my microphone. Right. So 2 successes. You do it well. Good job. You do, in fact, find the large sippy cups, but they're not paper. I mean, well, there's also bags of what appear to be lots of cups stacked together, but they don't have lids. However, next to them are several different designs of adult-sized sippy cups. They've got the sippy cup lid on them, and they look like the paper ones, but they're clearly made of plastic, and some of them look like they're made of metal. And they have various writings on them. You have
that
found a variety.
It's I can't read.
I saw you post that GIF, and I'm proud of you. But also, you have, because of 2 successes, you have found not just a sippy cup for an adult. You have found a variety. And I'll let the player select what kind, making it up as you go, of sippy cup you wish to acquire. But also, you get to ask me 2 questions, and I have learned from experience, if you don't ask me these questions now, I will forget that you had this option.
Okay. First, did I pass any oranges?
You did.
Okay.
Well, kind of, sort of. You passed the produce section. You're certain there's oranges there, but you mostly saw potatoes from your particular angle.
Caleb will also remember this.
And the other question?
Is there anyone paying attention?
There are some people who have looked in your direction because they don't normally see a capybara driving a legally distinct power wheels with a tiefling on the back. But also, you're not their kids, so they're not worried about you. Currently, there is no one looking in your direction.
Okay.
Let's go back to Zeely. Zeely, I would like you to give me an order roll to not set the top of the shelving unit on fire with your sneezes. Is there anything you can do to get more than 1d6 rolled?
Only if I fail.
Uh-oh.
That's a 4. For an order roll, you'd have to roll a 5 or higher.
Right.
What happens when you sneeze? All the memories are coming back of when this was your current character. That or just standing it saying absorb elements. But yes. Okay. So
it's all coming back to you now.
Give me 2d6 chaos roll to control the flames and put them out before you melt any more gift cards at the top of the stack.
I am very amused and delighted that there is a more here. Well.
Okay. Well, that's a 6 and a 1. You've gone the full gamut.
Congrats.
You do in fact have a success, though. So you barely manage it. There is a complication. The complication is the smell of melted plastic is starting to fill the area. And there are some people looking in your direction. One of the store clerks is pointing and yelling something.
Uh-oh. Flee. Time to flee.
And we've been playing for close to an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
Sure. Phelim doesn't know this kobold. Phelim is not here with this kobold.
And we're back. So, when we started the break, we had Mazir looking up at the shelves at some coffee cups, some travel coffee mugs, rather, to make a selection. And we had somebody fleeing from a site where some things had caught on fire and were melting. We don't know how that started. It could have been started by anything. Faulty wiring is usually a culprit. Random spark from...
Oh, my fault! It was dusty!
I want to take a moment to appreciate that Crash got Mazir's name right.
Thank you.
And then called Zeely somebody.
Well, that's because Zeely isn't known as the...
I don't want to provide any incriminating testimony. There might be lawyers present. Mm-hmm. I haven't discussed what Maury is in college to study for. Actually, it's a business degree.
Poor Maury.
Poor Maury. I missed hearing people say poor Maury, to be honest. Okay, so let's start with Mazir. Mazir, what are you attempting to do?
Well, Mazir has selected a mug. It is a black mug because Maury likes black. And it has a handle because sippy cups should have handles. They're easier to hold. And it is a tall plastic, but that's okay because plastic works for coffee. I'm starting to be suspicious that these don't actually have coffee in them, but it has words on it and Maury likes reading. And so I am going to walk up the side of the shelf to get the mug.
Give me a chaos roll.
Because Mazir has slippers of spider climbing.
Chaos roll, and you may roll 2d6.
That is a 6 and a 1.
Okay.
Well, that
covers all my
either
base.
Way.
Yes.
Yep, that's a success. So you do make it up to the cup that you have selected. There are various things below you that will break your fall if you happen to fall, that weren't there before because you pulled them off the shelves with your slippers of spider climbing.
Okay.
You hear the sounds of angry clerks in the distance. It's like that one time moved an item in a Word document that Maury was working on, and there was sirens.
I was about to make the same joke.
I know my audience. It's not whoever listens to these podcasts. It's the people in the game. But yes, you have found the cups, and you were right. There's no coffee in any of these. You suppose you could put coffee in them.
I'm going to get it anyway, because it's close to coffee, and that's what counts.
Okay.
And I spent the break making this. It is intentionally bad.
I want to see it more now.
And this is what's on the side of the mug.
I was hoping. Yes. You have another D6 that you get to roll next time you roll. This is my special dealing with my family juice.
Yes.
So Eric used to be in some of our games in the past. His wife, Leanne, talks about coffee being her anti-murdery juicy juice. And this is great. This is wonderful. I love it. No notes. This is definitely what is on that mug. And you can climb back down, which is far easier to do because there's less stuff on the shelves underneath you. So they're more like ladder rungs.
Oh, no.
We will deal with whatever has landed on top of your legally distinct Power Wheels Jeep on your ascent with a roll from Faleem later. But right now, we're going to have the camera pan up and then spin over and zoom in quickly to do a close-up on Zeely. Zeely, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What
running.
Are you doing?
Running.
What? Take it out of your mouth.
Nothing's in my mouth and I'm running.
Okay, so the question is, are you just running away or are you running towards something? Because remember, you've got a great eagle eye view of the whole store from up here. If you're just running away, it's going to be easy. Okay, you do in fact see the produce section over there. You can tell it's the produce section because there's all kinds of those giant doors that are frosted over constantly. Now, the downside is your running will have to be done with small leaps from aisle to aisle. However,
that's
if you
okay
can do
if
successfully,
things fall over. That'll make it harder to chase me. That's why I'm going for the oranges.
This is going to have to be a chaos roll, and I'm giving you an extra d6 because of how funny it is. Is there anything else you can do to increase how many dice you're rolling?
No.
Okay, 2d6.
Okay.
A 3 and a 1. And for chaos rolls, you need to roll lower than your number. Those are both under 5. One of them by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you easily leap from aisle top to aisle top. As you jump from aisle to aisle, there's like one row where you knock some beef jerky down. There's another row where you don't knock anything down at all. When you get to the several aisles that all have like the shampoo bottles and toiletries and all that kind of stuff, there is perhaps a bit more chaos, but in your defense, those boxes of diapers were stacked very tall.
Every roll is a chaos roll if you try hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you roll, you get another d6.
You didn't try hard enough.
And when you get to the produce section and get to where the oranges are, how do you descend when you get to the oranges? Or do you stay up at the top of the shelf because they cannot get you there? Or mysterious third thing?
Well, at this point, I think it's possible that Zele has forgotten exactly why she's here in the necessity to flee from the consequences of her actions. And therefore she takes a flying leap. Flying may be pushing it a little. A flapping leap.
Oh no.
Into the pile of oranges.
Into the pile of oranges.
I will say that your height is going to be considered an asset because you're jumping from the top of a shelving unit. So give me 3d6 as a chaos roll. A 2, 3, and 4. One of these moments, we're going to get someone else to roll their target number. Zili hasn't gotten there yet, but that is 3 successes. That is a critical success. The GM tells you some extra effect you get. So here's what happens. When you dive into the display of oranges, which is quite festive, it is the protosection equivalent of an end cap display. The oranges were stacked into a sort of spherical pyramid with a little thing on the side for like packages of cloves that people could stab into the oranges, because some people think that's a fun thing to do on the holidays. I think the smell is overpowering myself, but to each their own. Well, when you dive into it, it is the effect of a frag bomb going off. Oranges go in every direction. You have made the area around you into difficult terrain, and the clerks are torn between saying, "There she is, let's get her," and saying, "I am being paid minimum wage during the holiday season. It's not my problem until my manager tells me it is." And they're leaning towards the other one.
That seems very valid of them.
Also,
and I'm not just saying that because I just dove into the pile of oranges.
It's a much smaller pile now, but there are in fact two little eyes peeking out from underneath several oranges. This could be your lair.
Oh no.
It is at the very least a temporary burrow.
Does that mean I can take a lair action?
I'm just popping in to say I am so proud. I mean, what? There's charges being filed? I mean, I don't know this kobold. I've never seen her before. If you want me to remove her from the premises, I can do that for you, though, as a favor. As a favor, I can do this. Please don't call her mother. I would not hear the end of it.
Oh, wow. That's a thought.
What have you been teaching her? Anyway, let's cut over to Feline. There's a collection of paper goods stacked on top of the Jeep, which you know from experience, because the passengers tend to weigh more than the paper goods, is probably not going to prevent you from driving anywhere. However, you can conceive of some problems that this might create if you continue to drive with them all there. The question is, Are you going to deal with that problem or encourage that problem? The yells are getting a bit louder.
Are they coming this way?
Hard to tell. They might be going in different directions. You're pretty sure you heard one person trip and fall in a rather Home Alone style.
Let's push things off the Jeep, back up, and start heading towards the chaos. Okay. Or the produce section. Oh no,
those are the same thing.
Oh no. Well, let's go see what the chaos is. We might need to rescue someone.
They weren't the same thing until they were.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Then they were.
All right. So as you are approaching the chaos section, it's traditionally called the produce section, but it's not anymore. Yes, where do you keep the baby kobolds? Ah, the chaos section. It's over this way.
Yep, that's about right.
Just look for all the stuff all over the floor.
Yep.
And the smell of burning plastic? Well, that was the chaos section, but we did manage to get that put out. You do encounter difficult terrain. Apparently the floor is covered with oranges.
Do any of them look like they aren't terribly, horribly bruised?
Most of them.
Billim will stop and pick up a few and put them in the whatever is the passenger seat, or possibly put some into the hood, honestly, and continue.
Okay. You get to a suspiciously slightly moving pile of oranges at an end cap display.
Look meaningfully at Mazir.
What? I didn't do that.
Look more meaningfully.
I don't understand your crazy moon language.
Heave a great sigh. Point.
I'm sorry, Beth. The player is not picking up what you're putting down.
No, that's fine.
Retrieve the kobold.
Philemon is trying to point towards where the movement is because someone needs to get out of the vehicle, and Philemon is the getaway driver and therefore cannot go rescuing the
loose.
No. Philemon already picked up a few oranges. Philemon cannot
rescue
the kobold.
Nobody here but us oranges.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Look, orange and red are very close to each other on the color wheel. They're analogous colors. Some people are colorblind to the point where they cannot tell the difference. It's natural camouflage. I am stretching the knowledge of my art degree to the breaking point. Someone might ask for me to hand it back in.
No one can see me. I'm with the oranges.
You're with the oranges, and the oranges are with you?
Uh-huh.
So we have an interesting problem. How do you convince the oranges that they are, in fact, a kobold child that need to come with you?
Liam will go beep beep on the horn.
Oh, rescue the kobold from the ball pit. You should have said something.
It's not a tumbler ball pit. We will not discuss that further. By the way, when you beep the horn. I went full Jersey there for a moment.
I'm beeping my horn here.
When you beep the horn, it is a very specific custom sound.
I'm not surprised.
I make fun of Jersey. I was born there. I crawled across the border as soon as I could, but I was born there. Paid the toll and everything.
Oh, dear.
Pennsylvania residents who have been to Jersey will understand what I mean.
Philemon nods at Mazir, who has finally grasped what Philemon was requesting something.
Beady eyes stare from the ball pit.
Okay, come on. We have to go home. Well, not home. We have to go back to the... Time to go.
Are they still after me?
Let's say no.
All right, let's go.
There are, in fact, some clerks at the edge of the mess that are slowly picking up oranges and some other produce that were secondary explosions, let's call them that, and putting them into a shopping cart that they've wheeled over to try to create some order out of this chaos. But
let's
they're not
go
paying
really
attention
fast.
Philemon, A request has been made.
Well, as soon as everyone is properly in the car,
Zeely gets into the car. Zeely may still be in possession of a quantity of oranges.
Your cargo's more orange now than child. Possibly because the kobold might still be claiming they are an orange. I haven't established that. No, this does not mean you get to take your lair action with you.
It's a lair action if I believe it's a lair action hard enough.
I'm not giving you two inspiration die for that. This would be the second one for a very similar joke. But Faleem, what are you doing?
Faleem is going to try to avoid all of the other people and go for the, Faleem is orderly. Is Faleem going to go to the self-checkout section?
Oh no.
Faleem is, however, occasionally cunning and may simply pull up behind someone who looks like they have 5 billion kids. Maybe not with them, maybe at home, but the sort of person that you just sort of drive through and it will be entirely plausible that they have already paid for your ill-gotten goods. Besides, these are damaged oranges, and they should be, like, discounted, obviously.
I will allow you to do 2d6 again, because we have the precedent of you are an experienced driver. However, this is not orderly. This is chaos. So you got to do a chaos roll. Got to roll five or higher. Wait, no. You're a two. You got to roll two or lower.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be hard.
It is going to be hard.
I believe in you. I believe you can do chaos.
You should not believe in me. Phelim cannot do chaos.
That's two fives.
Yes.
Well, that would have been a really good roll if I had rolled it.
Yeah. It goes wrong. The GM says how things get worse somehow. You do, in fact, find someone to pull behind and try to follow them out. Someone who looks like they have a lot of kids, so there's a chance that they have paid for your ill-gotten gains.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, they are coming from the checkout aisle. You're coming from produce. And the very exasperated security guard at the entrance, who may or may not have just finished filing a police report when the previous wax-based villain was removed, says, "Hey, wait, you gotta pay for those." What do you do?
Angry laser noises.
Give me a chaos roll, and I've already established that you got an extra die.
I wasn't expecting that to actually be something I could try to do.
They just fought a supervillain. They just encountered a supervillain, okay? That's two successes. They dive for cover because they think that you're firing actual lasers.
It feels very sad about this, but hits the gas. I mean, it's not real gas. It's an electric, but you know what I mean.
You hear the sound of
Dodge.
You hear the sound of a brush motor revving up and draining the battery furiously as you head out the door, pausing only slightly because you got to let the door open all the way before you go the rest of the way out, and you begin to book
it. Run away. Let's book it.
From behind you, you hear a voice saying, "Oh, what a horrible mess. Here, let me help you."
Oh, no.
But you're pulling away from that.
Run away.
Okay, now you have to make your way back.
I feel that having driven this way once and marked certain landmarks along the way, that Phelim should have an extra die to go back quickly.
I would agree, but I'm going to take that die away again. Partially because winter conditions, partially because, remember at the beginning, I said you were going down a hill.
Oh.
What's the problem about going down a hill?
You have to go up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've I will allow this to be order.
I will allow this to be order, 2d6.
Mm. 2d6? Or 1d6? Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2d6, because you were asking for an extra die because of landmarks. And that's the one that is negating the reduction of a die for icy conditions on a hill.
Oh, now I roll the good numbers. Now I roll the good numbers.
Now is a good time for good numbers.
A one
well,
and
the
a two.
Well, a good chaos number. Fortunately, the two is a success.
A two is a success.
Yes.
It's a chaos order.
A good thing.
So you get to ask me a question.
Has Mari noticed we're gone yet?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Thank you, Ellie, for posting calligraphy that says it got worse. That is so well timed. That is so well timed. I love it.
I feel like to make it very Star Wars, it would be somehow it got worse.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be somehow. Yes, we know. We know it got worse.
Yes,
we know.
We know.
Look at the cast.
Yep.
All right. So you do make it up the hill, but there's a lot of tense moments where you're skidding on ice and slush. You've worn down the treads. In some parts of the wheels, the treads are worn down a bit more from friction. In some parts, the tread is there, but there's ice caked in to the tread, so it's just a smooth surface.
Beelum has considered whether they should get out and push.
I will say it occurs to all of you that getting out and walking might go better because several pedestrians do, in fact, walk past you.
Well, I will get out the power cord and tie it to one of the pillars and start pulling the car up the hill. Because as slippery as it is, Mizir is a frictional character.
3d6, order roll.
Oh.
The third die is specifically because of that pun.
Oh.
Parking number three rolls 3, 3, and 4.
You get two questions answered, and you do, in fact, pull the Jeep to the top of the hill.
I am going to forgo my questions because I don't have any.
Okay. Part of it involves you press the button for the cord retractor, and it does the thing where it tries to pull too fast, so you don't have to do a lot of work for that. It's just the last 3 feet of the cord that are, for some reason, though that 3 feet is always a pain to get to retract, but the rest of it is fine. I'm not speaking from experience. Quiet you. Moving on. So, you are able...
Because of the slippers of spider clamming, see?
Yep.
I love everything about this. I really do. So,
anyway, sorry.
No, it's wonderful. So, as you are getting within view of the nursery, or the building the nursery is in, you see a well-dressed male tiefling holding a cup of coffee in one hand, holding a cell phone with his other hand up to his ear, saying something, but he's not speaking very loudly. And as you get closer, he says, look, I assure you.
Something,
you don't need-
but he's not saying very loudly.
No, but I appreciate that. I'm trying very hard not to laugh. Look, you don't need to worry. I think it's all in order. I see your child right now. They seem to be having a wonderful little adventure, but we are going to change the child locks on the doors, I assure you. Yes, I'm certain this will not happen again. Good luck with the new school. And he hangs up the phone and looks down at three of you and says, well, you three have been giving Moria one nine hells of a fright.
I got her a Christmas gift. We got her Christmas gifts. Look!
Ah. Is this going to cost me a lot of money?
No.
So it's going to cost me a small amount of money.
Beelum nods.
I'll add it to Monty's childcare fees. He probably won't notice. Right. Let's get your... Actually, no. This thing is covered in slush. We are going to leave this out back. We are not having that go over the hardwood floors again. Not after the last incident. Come on, you three. Let's go in.
Beelum will park underneath whatever awning that is available.
You're going to go in and apologize to Mori. All three of you.
Beelum is going to get out one of the nicest oranges that they can find that they picked up and take it with.
Is Beelum walking on all fours?
Beelum is walking on all threes. Beelum has basically tucked one orange up against their chest with one forelimb and is walking on all threes.
I would have also accepted orange on head.
Well, you
know, there's a Roadrunner on the head.
That's a different one. Phelan may possibly be going to put the orange on head, but you have to bring the orange first. Phelan isn't sure their balance is that good.
Okay.
Zeely has an orange on her head because it's stuck between her horns.
Vizier will carefully place an orange on top of the coffee mug so that it balances.
I'm not going to require rules for that, but the imagery is very amusing to me. Okay, so you all go in and you find Maury, who has been pacing, like, oh, thank goodness. Where were you?
Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping.
We got you presents.
You got me presents.
Phelan puts the orange down and carefully sort of rolls it towards Maury.
Maury picks it up carefully, as if it might explode.
Phelan picked one of the ones that wasn't going to explode.
I
swear.
I got you a coffee, but it doesn't have any actual coffee.
That's okay. I know where to get that. And this is reusable. So that's actually going to be very convenient.
Good.
Thank you. And can you read?
No. I know my name.
I'm very proud of you for that. But I will say...
You like black.
I do like black. Thank you for noticing. Yes. And I will say that you picked a wonderful mug. Thank you.
Oh, good.
There is more to that smile on Maury's face than you're able to discern, but you know there is more to that smile on Maury's face than you're able to discern. You have not met Maury's father.
But the players have.
The players have. Yes. Ellie picked the perfect mug.
Oh, yeah.
And you, Zeely. Here, let me help you with that. Zeely. You've said that the orange was stuck between your horns. Do you rise up with the orange when the orange is picked up?
Yes.
Let's go to the kitchen. We might want to do this over the sink. Maury does not let go of the orange. You are airlifted by orange to the sink. And there might be paper towels involved. And possibly part of a bath.
Yeah,
because
that seems likely.
Because you don't want to let citrus dry on you. It gets very sticky.
Yeah.
Phelan looks very hopeful that there will be a bath for everyone.
And as the baths, some desired, some required, take place, the camera slowly zooms out through a window that's frosted over. As we hear Christmas music playing in the background, the sounds of chaos coming from multiple locations through town. This happens a lot. People are just used to this right now. And possibly incident number 4 happening over there. I said there were 5 of them. I didn't establish a timetable.
Indeed.
Look, that Christmas special is going to air right before this one does. So there's context with people who listen.
Uh-huh. Placing those in the same universe has some implications, though.
It's an AU. It's all good. And as the camera continues to zoom out...
I just want to know... Who hit Mazir with the age reversal beam?
Possibly the tower.
It's an AU.
Possibly
Timey,
Chroma.
Wimey, wibbly, wobbly.
I don't know. It'd be Chroma. Amusing if Chroma did it.
But the camera then pans up to see... the starry evening sky, because it's December. Things get dark pretty fast. And possibly a reindeer-drawn sleigh going past the moon that then swerves wildly as a large draconic shape almost collides. Sorry!
Ching, 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 ching.
And that's ching, where we're ching, going ching, to end it for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for playing. I had one heck of a time.
That was
I
fun.
Hope you enjoyed it also. I was joined by Beth, Ellie, and Eo. Who would like to plug a thing?
Right as I take a sip of tea, huh?
Oh, come on. I drew that out to give you plenty of time.
Yes, but you see, I had to take a sip of tea because I'd had a nibble of food. Eo's mom writes books at elizabethmccoy.com. Well, that's not where I write the books. That's where you get a list of at least most of the ones I've written. So you can use that and either follow the links to, I hope they're all working, follow the links to the legitimate store of choice. There's probably a few more. I think Draft to Digital distributes to a few more than Smashwords did. So there's others as well, like Hoopla, you know, or ask your library to order the ebooks and that kind of thing. And that'd be great. And speaking of things that are great.
Holiday specials, getting to spend time with my friends, recording podcasts, and putting them at aaronbsmith.com. Whiskers on kittens are pretty nice too. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yep, they're very close to the bitey parts though. And kitten teeth are sharp.
Oh, I know.
They're little needles.
I was feeding the kittens once a long time ago, and I tried to move some, and one of the kittens decided that was a threat and buried his little fangs in the webbing of my thumb and hand.
Not as bad as serious chomp teeth, though. I used to work at a pet shop, and ferret teeth were the worst. But regardless, you will find no ferret teeth at aaronbsmith.com because it's made of HTML. That's not how digital stuff works. They're ones and zeros. But that's where you can find all the different podcasts we do. And we also have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can go to help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshen, Walter, and Patron America City. Until next time, this is Crash saying, Merry Christmas, everyone.
And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! You know, for the peg leg pirate amphibians. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hop, hop, hop.
Molly, darling, did you find your missing children? I brought you the last coffee. Sen and RD are waiting outside. You know how Sen hates the cold. Maury.
Yes, hold on. Still gotta wait for the parents to pick them up, though.
Oh, what? Can we come in? We'll keep you company.
Oh, certainly, certainly. There's a loud thud outside. Oh, I do believe that's the father now.
Oh. My goodness, it seems like I should get out of the way. I'll just be over here in this corner that's suspiciously larger than it seems like it ought to be.
We could keep this going forever, but I think we're gonna end it here. Thank you.
Good night.
As a small kobold comes in.
Don't fall asleep with the egg in the pot.